Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
It's 12 o'clock. Welcome to Taking Stock. It is the 7th of October, 2023. I'm not joined by John. John's still sorting out the aftermath of it. Storm Kieran, I think it was. But yeah, he's up to his knees in mud and water. So I hope it's going well with him. By all means, if you liked the content of this, then hit that thumbs up button. Subscribe if you can to the channel. It shows we're going in the right direction, doing the right thing. And don't forget, download the Vox Markets app. It's free of charge, but it's priceless. Okay. By the way, let's start with the first comment, and this is quite appropriate, actually. Sean says, WeWork. Love the docuseries on Apple TV. I just watched it after you recommended it on Twitter, Justin. Good shout, thanks. Yeah, well, the thing is, that's the title of the show today because it's. I don't know if you've watched that. It's highly, you know, worth watching. Adam Newman was the founder, and he's one of these guys, very inspirational, good salesman, essentially. And you've got to watch out for that, you know, with CEOs. It's a fine line. CEOs have to be a good salesman, but have to be truthful as well. But he was a bit sort of conservative with the numbers. And when it came to listing the company in 2019, they looked through the books and they thought, oh, my word, what is he paying for here? They said parties and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, WeWork filed for bankruptcy in the U.S. And I'm saying, is it the canary in the coal mine, the U.S. commercial real estate sector? Is a contagion here? And they were valued at $47 billion, but now they're worth less than $50 million. So they are now a microcap, essentially. And there's a section here, apparently they're saying, a failure could have widespread effects. This was a couple of weeks back, I clipped this from. Could be the canary in the coal mine for U.S. commercial real estate. And if you scroll down there, say, commercial real estate, they use a lot of debt, rely on debt heavily, and the price that has gone up. So a combination of high rates and remote working boom have pushed down prices of offices and other commercial spaces. And everyone from Elon Musk, Charlie Munger, Jeff Green, and Ross Perot Jr. have raised alarm on the embattled sector in recent months. And it does come up quite a bit, because I often watch in the afternoon evenings, watch CNBC, and they always talk about this issue in the commercial real estate sector. I don't know if it'll be contained. What's your thoughts? And, does that drive, your investment strategy? Do you think, it's always that. There's always things can blow up, And I think that's why you need to have a robust sort of portfolio management strategy to deal with that. Because there's always things that can blow up, especially where we are at the moment. Heavily indebted sectors, they're in trouble. I don't know how many banks have gone through already, but that's the problem, of course, with the bond prices crashing and a lot of banks having these in their books and, mark to market, they're not worth anything or they're worth a lot less than they paid for them. So, it's a lot of worry out there. Let's just look at the indices here quickly. So Associated British Foods, apparently they're quite bullish on Primark, margins getting better. A lot of the house builders are up today, apart from Mike Fraser's there in the FTSE 100. NatWest, Barrett, Marks Spence, Taylor Wimpey. And this is because, we'll go into the figures later, but the first time in 6 months, house prices have risen in the UK. So you're seeing a lot of these rising here, Taylor Wimpey. Fallers-wise, let's have a look at this. So we've got Anglo American, Antofagasta, Glencore, a lot of energy companies. If you look at this sort of commodity prices, and this is Brent crude, down about 2% today. And so it's coming off. And a lot of this is based on China export data. We'll look at that later, but it's not good. The imports are looking okay, but the exports are way below of course, expectations. And that's a little bit worrying when the rest of the world is not buying that much of China. Second biggest economy in the world, of course. Let's have a look around here on the front page of Vox. By all means, you know, comment if you want me to chat about anything. We'll look through some of the popular stocks here on Vox. Let's go to the front page. Let's scroll down. First of all, Harlan & Wolff, busy again, contracts out. They're expanding in the US. 1.5 million there. That's it. They said there'll be more coming that way as well. But let's look at the, first of all, the hot list here on Vox. So QBT is up there. What is Bitcoin doing at the moment, actually, by the way? Let's have a look. Bitcoin. Because it's obviously in leverage to that. Yeah, it is. Look at that. It is punching up near the highs there. I got it sort of alerted at 36,000 there. But yeah, so Bitcoin's moving up. Let's move this tab across. Bear with me. Okay, Avacta. Oh, Sean, you like that. Avacta's there. One of the most followed, up 4.86%. What's that chart on Avacta looking like? I'll go into some news in a bit now. AVCT. And it is having that, you know, that range-bound trade. But yeah, there was a bit of a high low there. And it needs to get a bit above that sort of thing. But it is in that range. That range is going up and down, up and down. So it's a range-bound sort of stock. Let's look. Miri, is there some news in that? Helium One, most read. The Tie-3 well successfully reached total depth, they're saying there. And Lorna says, we're delighted with initial results of Tie-3 well. Extremely encouraging to see helium shows when increased depth there. So given the mud losses encountered once we reached the first there, it's looking okay. Is it up today though? What's it's up a smidge, not a lot. You know, it's moving along there. So Harlan & Wolff, second most read. It is down a smidge there, but they are expanding the US. First sort of contract there for 1.5 million on the thing. The news there. Predator completion of T-Rex resources. They're down 11.46%. What I found odd about this. So they acquired this Cory Moruga exploration production license, opportunity to re-establish snowcap production of 100 to 200 barrels of oil per day. But they say potential from 5 to 9,000 per day. That's quite an upgrade from 100 to 200. The chart is did come down today on that news. I don't know why. But again, after a rally, a bit of a range-bound stock there. Any of these comments? NCT on a nice rise. Any chance of reviewing it there? Yeah, well, look at that. Yeah, Novacyte. About who's next? Curry's. I've done no research. I just heard they're short of cash. Well, we should look into Curry's. Okay, in fact, I got an alert on the Curry's chart of late. So we'll look at that. But Novacyte is there somewhere on the most red. And in fact, one of the biggest rises here. You see? So what's nice to see? So essentially, they acquired Yourgene Health, didn't they? And they're saying now that they've got this IVDR certification achieved for genotyping assay. And so they're very pleased with that. So we're delighted to announce first conformity of our products with the new EU regulations for in vitro diagnostic products. It's very interesting in Novacyte because I know they've got this issue hanging over them, an illegal challenge, isn't it, from the Department of Health, I think it is. They kept suing each other. But if you scroll down to the interim results, okay, what's interesting, so if you look at the market cap first, the market capitalization is 39 million, all right? 39 million. So scroll down, okay, and we go to the thing here and look at the revenue. So H1, 3.3. So you think, okay, well, if you double that and add a bit maybe, say 7 million for the year, it's still several sales, it's still, a multiple of their sales, their market cap. But then we scroll down here, cash position, 81 million. So, they've got a solid balance sheet and no debt. They did pay 16.7 million settling cash for Yourgene. So you've got to say, take that off there. Say you take 20 off, 61. So you've got 61 million in cash and no debt. But like I said, they say about the, I don't know if they mentioned it there. But the they wouldn't put it in the highlights. But if you know about that, what's happening with that? The Department of Health controversy. But let's look at the chart because I did get an alert on this. NCYT, Novacyte. Yes. Well, it's come down a long way. Now, this was the poster child of COVID. If you're not aware of this, then the COVID stocks, this company really, that's where they got the cash from, essentially. There were many companies, you know, trying to jump on the coattails. Investors missed out on this one, trying to jump on it, and several others. But this was the one that actually cashed in. But they're having problems with the bottom now. But since that high, you know, look at that, lower high there, coming down. And now you could say it's trying to rally here. It's gone above the 200 moving average, come back a bit, but a lower high, maybe a lower higher low. It's rallied today, up nice 23%. But yes, but you know, you could safely say that that's probably a bottom. If you don't mind the volatility, maybe that is a bottom, because, like I say, you know, it's unsuccessfully tried to get above 200 moving average several times. It's now doing it again today, but be careful of these V-shaped recoveries. It needs to have a nice formalized bottom. But like I said, you know, as long as they don't get taken to the cleaners with that legal challenge from the Department of Health, I think that's ongoing still. I haven't done research. Do anyone else know about it? In fact, Riffs is off. No, sorry, L-Saint. What do you know about Novacyt's legal issues with the Department of Health? Are they still ongoing? Is there a date there in which they'll be concluding that, going to court, whatever? So, of course, there's that worry hanging over that. That's why it's not reflected in you know, their assets, because some of that may have to go back to the Department of Health. I don't know. Who knows? But they're in no fine place. Are they Department of Health starts telling people to give money back when they've awarded contracts to friends and family and all that stuff? Ridiculous. Let's just go back to the front screen here of... Atlantic Lithium expands drilling program, reports more high-grade results at Awoya. Canadian says, Novacyt, Atlantic Lithium. Let's look at that. Some nice pictures in here. But they are expanding. So ongoing drilling program increased by 43%. That's huge. They have extension resource drilling, targeting resource growth, and also they've got results from a current drilling. And they say here that we are pleased to report that a further 8,000 meters of drilling have been planned across a Awoya lithium project, in addition to the existing 18,500 program. And they say they've got some good results from there. That's looking good. But there we are. That's a very nice kind of nice. Years ago, there was no, you know, multimedia in RNSs. It was all just black and white. It's nice to have a few pictures, isn't it? It's like, I wonder in my 10-year time if it'll just be like Instagram, you know, or TikTok. It's all pictures. That's what you need. So new drilling. Anyway, it's good news there. How was the chart reacted? It's been underwhelming since, you know, they got that mining lease, all that stuff. And literally, look at that. Down, down, down. Like I said, it is that support level here. Maybe that's a bottom bit. But it did dip down. But it's now just conforming to that bit of support at 20 pence. So maybe, but they know they're progressing very well there. And that's the state of the market, I suppose. You know, the markets are quite bearish. People don't like to believe anything or part with their money, pretty much. Okay, front page of Vox again. Let's go back there. So else some good rises there. In fact, it's worth looking at Persimmon, because they did say apparently they're now going to build a few more houses than they thought. But nevertheless, if you look at this, it's a Q3 results, okay, to the 6th of November, 2023, of course. New home completions compared to last year still down 37%. Did some of you say you had a Persimmon home? And I know they've had problems with, you know, customer quality, customer satisfaction, and they try to improve that. But still, it's down 37%. They're all minuses, apart from that. So average open sales outlets are up 1%. So there we are. Land spent in the third quarter, 78 million. Outlook, we're on track to deliver 9,500 completions for 2023. They did say they're on target, basically. They said 2024, we anticipate market conditions will remain highly uncertain. We are well positioned with our focus on delivering high quality, sustainable homes for our customers at a price they can afford, with our Persimmon average home selling price 25% below the national average. If any of you bought a Persimmon home recently, is it good quality? Because I know a couple of people complained about that. But let's have a look at the Persimmon chart. Of the house builders, it's the least best performing, the worst performing. If you can see that, you know, it's going all the way down. Why put a thing there? So that's when the share price tried to rally and got down. And since then, look at that, from December 2021. Wait, now, 2 years on. We came up to, you know, nearly 2 years on, the end of 2021, and it's still going down, a downtrend. And it hasn't, look, 200-day moving average. It's touched it once in that rally in May. Didn't get above it, didn't close above it, and now we're down here. Is it forming a bottom? Maybe, I don't know. Let's look at some others. Is it time to get into some house builders? Teleombi is performing a little bit better. It's bounced off the lows in October 2022, and it's had this sort of rally, but couldn't get above this sort of 128 level, 130 level. But that is, you see there, a series there of higher lows. It's just banging itself on the resistance here, a bit of resistance. So, interesting there. But it's very interesting that house prices have now stabilized, maybe. That will help the market. And, of course, if forward guidance on interest rates coming down, then a good place to be is house building. And it's all that's suppressing it. Do you know what? I was chatting to somebody who's in the car trade yesterday, and they were talking about, finance for cars. I said, now, if you want to finance on used cars, it's about 10% APR. That's nuts, isn't it? So you can see how interest rates, many parts of the economy, it throttles, it chokes. And of course, house building, mortgages is one of those areas. So it's all reliant on interest rates. And in fact, a lot of, if there is problems in the commercial retail sector, that'll be alleviated by reducing interest rates. But when will they do it? In fact, tomorrow, remind me, I was last night. This is my rock and roll life. My wife's away at the moment, just me and my older son. So it was me and the dog, and I was looking at charts. I was looking at M2 money supply. Let's put the money in the system, basically. Doing quantitative easing. The central banks have bought bonds, so there's lots of money in the system. Banks, they bought them off, had lots of cash to invest. It pushes down interest rates and all that stuff. And of course, M2 money supply increased. There's a chart I looked at yesterday, and literally the M2 money supply hasn't contracted as fast since 1929. And if any of you know why that's significant, it's basically that was the Great Depression. And there's a lot of people saying now we may be even going into, overshooting, just getting back to 2% inflation. We may be going down to deflation. That's a real worry. It's a worse worry than inflation for the banks, of course. Because if everyone stops buying everything because the prices are going down, you think, well, in 12 months' time, everything will be cheaper. I won't buy anything. The economy will really grow. And that's a really vicious downward spiral. But it's remind me, as a bit of a teaser, remind me, and I'll show you that M2 money supply chart tomorrow. Okay. Boyle. Maybe with a look, with news inbound, this could do very well. What is the news, Dagger, on that? What do you think of solid state's chart, and is there a head and shoulders on a five-year view? I'll have a look. Boyle, I think Boyle's on the front page, isn't it? It's a cracking ticker, Boyle, isn't it? We'll go with Boyle. But when they're selecting tickers. It's not there, is it? In fact, I'll get back to that. Watches of Switzerland, a bit bullish there, trading update. In fact, I think, who was on here recently and mentioned Watches of Switzerland? But they're saying group revenue, 379 million, up 5% on a constant currency. And so they're quite pleased with all this stuff. Outlook, FY21 guided sales, probably unchanged based on our sequential trading improvement and large showroom refurbishments and reopenings pre-Christmas. So let's look at that. Do any of you have any... I would never spend a lot of money on a watch. I don't know why. I mean, this day and age, probably get nicked off you anyway. Look at that. It's an awful looking chart, really, isn't it? But it's too early to say. But gap down on a previous trading update. Round it comes. 50-day moving average breaks. But, there we go. Oh, Currys, you reckon? I did have an alert on Currys recently. Let's have a look here. I just got an alert because they broke the 50-day moving average. But that's... it needs to get above the sort of 50 fence level, really. Solid state, you're saying? Solid state. Solly. I don't like that. Yeah, no, it's a... Look at that. Nice uptrend here. Look at that. That could be a head and shoulders. So, high there. Another high. A lower high. And... it's struggling a bit here, isn't it? And this could be another lower high there, solid state. I wanted to look at some, what is it? Myriad Advertising signs agreement with top 10 US network. No figures in here, but it's saying a company ranked in top 10 by advertising revenue and global leader in targeted subscription streaming. And they say the agreement allows Myriad to bring its AI-powered virtual in-content advertising solutions to the partner, who expects to be able to benefit from incremental ad revenue opportunities via new ad formats. And they're doing this, very targeted in-program adverts, you know. So in this day and age, you know, with linear TV, you can, or it's on digital or Sky boxes, you can just skip, the adverts. So this way, the product placements in there, targeted at the actual user, the viewer. So that's quite impressive there. But they've had a torrid time because their spend has been very high. And look at that. Yeah, it's a good looking chart. It was up 64 pence. What's the market cap there now? Miri, 5.3. Yeah. Interim results, what do they get? Okay, I'm assuming, yeah, revenue of H1 of $500,000 there. Okay. yes. Let's look at some of the rise and falls. Anglo-Asian. Is there any news amongst us? Watch the Switzerland one of us followed. Helium 1, Atlantic. We didn't mention Rockford yesterday. I apologize about that. I meant to mention those. Rockford Therapeutics. They have significant mesodermal killer cell milestones. They've gone through, what is it? The cell program has reached a significant milestone. There we are. They activate these cancer-killing cells there, and it's good results in this. Excellent set of results. Demonstrates company's strategy to select and acquire novel medicines to rapidly develop them to reach significant commercial milestones. So the market cap here is, what is it? 8.8 million. Let's look at the chart. I did say to someone I'd look at this yesterday. It's a bit messy. I think it's largely a liquid, but could say maybe 6.5 maybe. It went down. They often get that, a bounce lower, and then a bounce back up, like an oversold position, like we've had there, and then it rallies, and then comes back down to that support level. So maybe 6.5 is the chart there. There was also some news here on, let's have a look. So Anglo-Asian. This has been in doldrums for a while because there's been an environmental issue with it, sort of the production, gold, copper, they do, in Azerbaijan. They say now they've signed a protocol agreement with the Azerbaijan government on action plan for the recent these measures identified in this environmental audit. They say none of the measures will involve the company in significant expenditure, and they say the company has to restart oil production, and the company maintains its full year guidance of 30,000 to 34,000 gold ounces. What is the market cap here? 79. Okay, you can see they've probably been hammered down here, AAZ, but maybe a bounce from the bottom here. Look at that. That's 40% up. If you can see their previous resistance at pretty much 70 pence is up there, right on the nose there. So trying to get above that. So and in fact, previously it did dip to this level here. There was also this company is interesting. Where is it? XP did a fundraiser. We saw that they did a fundraiser via. Do you remember a while back they announced a trading update which took the shares down because essentially they are a manufacturer of critical power control components. Big market is China, but they did say it was down a lot. Operating cost reductions. So. They said, slightly ahead of expectations. But basically, it took a hammering. That's on the chart. You can see it on the chart when it was XSP or XP Power. Yeah. Yeah, look at that gap down there on that trading update, 29th. But they raised some money. And I think they raised a decent chunk here, haven't they? They raised about 43 million. So at 11.5 pence. Not bad. It's a good fundraise there. So they're bouncing on that news. Of course, in this environment, if you can get a fundraiser away, it's very positive. Chroma Security Solutions, always good to see a company rising on financial results, full year results, because then they're doing something right. Because when you're publishing, your final results, it's warts and all. You're not going to get more information from a company. Okay, they're a little bit outdated because, of course, they're maybe 6 months ago. to June, but this is a market cap of 7.6 million, all right? And the top line revenue, of course, the margins are a bit slim because they are a security, innovation and service-focused security solutions provider. 42 million, so that's up from 35. Revenues on a continuing operations, up 38%. Like-for-like sales, 21%. EBITDA. But if you scroll down a bit, you know, if the thing, see this, they benefit from a disposal. This has gone very small. I don't know why that is. It's their formatting. But a revenue of 8 million, sorry, up from 5.8. Operating profit, 427. So shy of half a million. But if you scroll down there, the profit for the period is 3.7 million. Is it what? The profit of the year from continuing operations. So they've obviously disposed of this company here, so for 3 million. So they've got a decent amount of cash, I assume. They have 2 million that'll come in there. Yeah. But what's it? Chroma? CSSG. CSSG. Yeah, you can see it's quite bitty there. Oh, God, coming down, all the way down. I know, it's a lot of charts, actually, at the moment. And that's, I suppose it's reflected in the AIM All share. But a lot of charts at the moment, you know, you do see a bottoming process. Of course, they can go lower. The AIM All share, it's down today. I look back at it, actually. It hasn't done 7 days in a row up since December last year. So, but, you know, it's down a smidge today, the AIM All share. But that's, you know, it's hard to say at the moment. It could roll over and go lower. Who knows? But, you know, when you get 7 days of that in a bounce, it does suggest that the industry has been oversold, you know, and people are jumping back in for a bounce trade somewhere. Okay. Solid State, Boyle, you mentioned. Yes. I didn't. Boyle? Let's have a look. Barren Oil. What is the news you expected on this? I know it's been up and down like a horse draws. But this is planned Chergich appraisal well. Is that what it was? Location. I don't know. I very rarely get into oil and gas these days. I've got, you know, it's a bit of a gamble, isn't it? You know, is that what you're after? A bit of a gamble? Yeah, you get these spikes, I suppose. Is that what people are looking for? These kind of spikes in the chart, in the share price. But to me, unless they got lots of cash, I mean, the probability in oil and gas drills are not good. I don't like the reward, the output, the probability of success there. I've seen companies, you know, do wildcat drilling, and they've boasted about like a 20 to 30% chance of success. I thought, what? And I think you put that into perspective, right? So that's against, it's possible, it's not probable. Above 50% is pretty probable, right? So you're literally saying every two times you try something, you'll fail. Every three times you try something, you'll fail twice. And to me, that there's odds are stacked against you, you know? Would you gamble your life away on that? You know, if you had a gap in a building where you jump across and you say, and somebody said, no, do it, honestly, you'll succeed 33% of the time. Yeah, but I'll die, two out of three times. I wouldn't jump across that gap in the building, you know? I wouldn't do it. I'd say I want better odds than that. I want at least 50%. And that's why I don't like oil and gas stocks. Investing is all about probability, you know? It is, and people say it's not gambling. It is, everything is in life, really. It's all about probability. But with investing, you can sway those odds to your favour, you know, with research and understanding certain metrics and cash flow and all that stuff. But with oil and gas, that probability, it isn't a probability, it's a possibility, it isn't high enough for me. I mean, there is, you know, room in your portfolio if you diversify a bit, of course, but I wouldn't go all in on any of those. What else is there on the front page here? Azerbaijan, one of the fallers today, the trousers have come down, it's Naked Wines. the trousers and pants have come down, actually. And this is, you know, a double hit. So you've got 21.13 million as a market cap. They've done a trading update and a board change. So literally, the trading update's so bad, they got rid of the CEO. That's never a good sign. Trading in the US market is weaker than expected. As a consequence, guidance for the current year has been reduced. Revenue expectations reduced minus 12 to minus 60%. previously minus 8. So this is revised guidance. So revised guidance is that adjusted EBIT for 52 comparables, 2.2 to 6 million. What's a big range that, isn't it? 2 to 6 million. Am I reading that right? And full year, 16.3. I don't understand that. But okay, but the growth rate, you see, minus 11% in the UK, minus 20 in USA, minus, so average minus 17%. The group ended with 3 million net cash and 45 million additional liquidity available through its credit facility. Okay, and Nick has fallen off the wagon there, or on the wagon. He's Nick has agreed for the board to step down from his role. Thing is, when you're looking at investing in companies, you've got to look at the business model, haven't you? And I'm thinking, who is having wine delivered? Because, you know, I don't know anyone. Do you? Do any of you have wine delivered? And not only that, is it, I think that's what it is, isn't it? Online wine? Naked Wines connects everyday wine drinkers with the world's best independent winemakers. Oh, okay. Well, I suppose, yeah, Ross made his money in that, didn't he? I suppose if you are a fan of wine and you want some, you know, decent sort of, you know, bottles, decent brands or makes, I suppose that's the way to do it. Maybe. I don't know. What's your thoughts on that? I mean, have you ever embarked in some of these, you know, online wine companies? Have you ever done that? Let's have a look. I used the wrong one there. Small cap orders are swing trades only, never long term. Yeah, actually, you used to be a customer of Naked Wines. Okay, any good? So tell me then, Elsa, why would you? You know, what's the advantages of that? I've never really looked into it. I mean, I just popped to Asda and get a bottle if I need, probably Prosecco. Mainly to impress the girlfriend. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yes, I'm a member of a wine club. Yes, oh, yeah, no, I don't like the plonk in the supermarkets. No, you've got to get proper wine. Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's it. So mainly to impress the girlfriend. And then, so what's happened now? By the way, did you see my message on NCYT? Yeah, court hearing. Novacyt, this is. Like I said, they've got about, 60 million in cash. They're about 40 million market cap. 10th of June, 24, due to the last 16 days, not sure how much is on the line, though. Okay, yeah. So I think that's a worry. So that there is also a gamble trade, isn't it, you know, on that. You get these binary outcomes sometimes. Oil and gas are pretty much it. I learned through Polarian that the FDA never, ever, you know, go too exposed on a company whose commercial outlook depends on a binary decision from an authority in some way. It's yes or no, and that should, you know, a rise or a drop. It's a gamble. So, yeah. Okay, advantage on Naked Wine is the sob story on supporting independent and also unique wine brands. I suppose so, yeah. But you can't. But I suppose when you come to a downturn in the markets, people then stop feeling sorry for, independent winemakers, and then just feel sorry for themselves, don't they? Because, you know, you've got to look after yourself if you're skint. It's one of those things, discretionary spend, isn't it? It's one of those things you just cut out on straight away. It's that you go through all your direct debits thinking, what don't I need? But again, you know, in an upturn, that could be a good play. But let's look at the chart of Naked Wines. Naked Wines. Yeah, hang on. Whoop, look at that. That is 1,000 cuts there. You know, you literally coming down the hill and then big drop on these trading updates, I assume. Big drop again. They gapped up a little bit. Is that it? You could have been forgiven for thinking that there is the bottom. It's gone above 200 moving average there. Look at that. In fact, you've got to be very forensic about that. But that, you know, didn't break previous high there at all. And then, you know, if you're not quite sure, that was the previous low and it's gone down, you know. Do any of you use stop losses at all? There's two ways to do that, isn't it, of course? You know, as far as portfolio management is concerned, you need to not overexpose and use that. You know, if you only own sort of, you know, 3% total portfolio value of the stock and it drops by 20%, it's not a big deal, is it? Or, you know, but or you could go for a bigger amount and put a stop loss in, I suppose. But yeah, that was awful. And then, you know, death by 1,000 cuts, and all of a sudden, the final big cut at the end to finish you off. But what's the market cap of these now? Because it's worth looking at. I mean, I don't know why I'm even looking at this, really, because it's not the kind of, you know, business model that attracts me. But nevertheless, 22 million. And what was the last set of results there? Pull your results. Let's have a look. Sales, total sales are 354 million. Wow. But obviously the margin's quite, adjusted EBITDA. Someone do the maths on that. Adjusted EBIT. So in fact, that would be 35, would be 10%, 5%. Is that right? Yeah, 5% adjusted EBITDA margin. So yeah, it's not, oh, EBIT margin that was, wasn't it? They did make a profit last year up until, you know, that's okay. Okay, so maybe it's a trade there somewhere. Not yet though. You know, but not for me though. No, I'm not a huge wine drinker. Okay, anything else on the front page? Or should we go? Oh, by the way, one of my stocks I hold, Intelligent Ultrasound, expanding into the kidney market here. They've done it sort of agree with University of Dundee, utilizing the comprehensive archive, comprehensive over 1 million ultrasound images. So they're going to use their images, I think. They develop ultrasound-based AI tools with the potential to support clinicians in the clinical management of metabolic dysfunction-associated steatotic liver disease, or MASLD. Like I said, it's around 30% of the world's population have this. So, and they've got a kit there, and all they need is, I mean, they're getting the images from them, 1 million images, and they do have, I think, 3 commercial now AI streams, and growing very quickly. So that's interesting. So I do like that. I think it's a very good company, worth keeping an eye on. Well, I would do. I'm biased, of course, because I own the whole company. Anything else here? Anything else, ladies and gentlemen? Persimmon, Novacyt, no, done that. What was any other fallers down? I don't know why they're falling. Well, Predator is one of the fallers now. Okay. No, that's it. I just want to go through some wider business economic news. So this is the Halifax House Price Index. It's quite interesting. So the annual change is in blue. I don't know if you can see this. The 3 month is in this, is it turquoise? I don't know what color that is, the greeny color. And the monthly change is in the purple. You see here in the monthly, it's going up here. Still coming down on the annual, but that will tick up. It's just like moving averages, essentially. So the actual was 1.1, month on month increase was 1.1. It's expected to be, again, why are the expectations so far off here? You know, never trust experts, because it's just people who got things more wrong in one field than anywhere else. But previously it was minus, you know, 3%, up 1.1. Still for the year, they were down 3.2, but previously, of course, 4.5. So is this the bottom in the housing market? I mean, I don't think we're going to have any more, house price drops, especially going forward, if the next interest rate move is going downwards. So the average house price, they're sold £281,974, an increase around £3,000 over the previous month. By the way, consumer spending, again, this is what the Bank of England want to see, grows at the slowest pace in over a year. This is bad news, is good news, of course, because if we see a weakening in the economy, prices will come down, interest rates will not go up any further because the medicine is taking effect. But Barclay card, this is on the debit and credit cards. It's quite accurate, this, I assume, isn't it? So it was 2.6% higher than a year earlier, the smallest annual increase since September 2022, and down from a growth of 4.2%. Now, this is only up because of inflation, of course, because inflation went up. The volume of goods actually fell. So less things were bought, they just cost more. So that's why the price went up. Another bad news, good news, is UK grocery inflation. So UK grocery inflation in single digits for the first time this year. It's still at 9.7%. Growth of sales up 7.4%, but it's down from 11%. So you can see we're going in the right direction. You know, prices are coming down. What we don't want is to come down to deflation. And lastly, China, they're in a bit of trouble here. I mean, their imports unexpectedly grew as demand makes cautious comeback, but exports fall further than expectations. And look at these figures here. Exports shrank by 6.4%. Again, forecast only shrunk by 3.3. So almost one, not quite double, but nearly. How did they get that wrong? The previous was 6.2. It's worse than the previous month. So that's why exports, you know, China's exports, of course, hugely supports their economy. And it's, I assume that means the demand for their goods are going down. Again, the good, you know, bad news is good news. That's what I'm thinking there. Anyway, okay. That's what it. I've done 40 minutes worth of jabbering on. Thank you for your help. You've commented. Let's have a look. Our investors, AI investor. I use stop losses for some of my holdings. Depends on the overall value to my portfolio and my appetite for risk at the time. I agree with you. It depends what kind of company it is, really. You know, if it's still undervalued, I think, and revenue generated, I'm less worried about it. I tend not to use them on microcaps. But I'll tell you what you can do, and I started implementing this. And if you're up quite a bit, you know, but don't use stop losses because it's volatile. And say you're up 30%, it's worth putting a stop loss in just above where you bought at, because that turns it into a risk-free investment. And there's nothing like that in the world. You know, like I said before, a friend of yours says, can you invest in my business? I said, well, you know, what's the risk here? And no risk at all. It's all reward. It doesn't exist. But if you can get that, you can make sure, but obviously don't put it too close to where you, because if it's a volatile company, you get taken out. That's any time I'd put a stop loss pretty much in there. Limit downside, not the upside. I wouldn't, you know. Riffs off. Are investors attracted to prestige and glamour like Aston Martin and wine stocks rather than Tesco's and Ramsden's? Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not. You know, I've never, I have no jewellery. The only watch I have is an iPhone, just to see if I'm, you know, burning some calories. That's about it. I watch, I mean. But yeah, I don't. Not into any of that. Thank you. And in fact, I've got a thing on cars as well. I think, you know, people who have, you know, flashy cars just showing off. Doesn't mean they've got any money. In fact, people I know who've got flashy cars normally quite dubious on the debt front. You know, if you've got it, why show it? Why show it off? I don't understand. Look at Warren Buffett. He drives an old Toyota, doesn't he, or something? He doesn't need to show it off. You know, you don't need to if you've got it. Anyway, that's it. Thank you for watching. And by all means, if you could hit that like button there, share it if you could widely. It'd be great if you could do that. And one final thing, download the Vox Markets app. Oh, no, subscribe as well. Yeah. If you haven't hit that subscribe button, please do it now. Just hit it. Go on and select all notifications. And obviously, the like button went up there. Thank you very much. If you just hit the like button there, appreciate that. And if you hit the subscribe button, double appreciated. And one final thing, it'll cost you nothing. Download the Vox Markets app. It's free of charge. And like I said, RNSs come to you. You don't have to go chasing them down by clicking an email or to someone's website. They come to you. Open up in the app. Thanks for that. And we'll speak tomorrow. Cheers. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.